FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
8 people have been killed in a crash in Limpopo. A truck and a bus collided in Steelpoort earlier today. Transport officials say the truck was carrying passengers and the bus was transporting mine workers from a local platinum operation. Several departments are meeting this evening to determine the cost of the damage caused by the Mark 8 storm. Cooperative Governance MEC Bongiwe Sithole Moloi says human settlements, transport and public works officials have been on the ground tallying the cost of the destruction.
Your human settlement, your transport and public works are out there, ensuring that they assess the area and see how much it's going to cost and that costing will be given to us this afternoon. But also we are going to also to cost how much those vulnerable business people that have lost during this period of disaster.
Sithole Moloi was speaking at a disaster management gathering in Musgrave today. A Richards Bay security guard suspected of stealing more than 200,000 rand will spend the weekend behind bars. Spiwe Gumede is accused of collecting cash from one of his company's clients in Ulundi and not depositing it in the vault. The security company launched an internal investigation after the client inquired about the cash. The security company found a receipt book had been tampered with. Officials say 26,000 rand was found at Gumede's Richards Bay home during a search. He appeared in the magistrate's court this week. His case has been postponed to Tuesday. Namibia has suspended a Russian uranium exploration project due to worries about potential underground water contamination. The neighboring country granted exploration rights to a subsidiary of Russia's State Atomic Energy Agency in 2019. But the Ministry of Agriculture, Water and Land Reform has withheld a required mining permit. Minister Kale Schlitwein says there are concerns the company's extraction method could lead to pollution.
The in-situ mining that they are proposing, that is, they drill into aquifer, there's a huge pollution risk, and we need to make very sure what the pollution risks are, how they can be mitigated before we give any further permission to mine in this aquifer.
And a British woman has been jailed for 22 weeks for phoning the UK's emergency number more than 2,000 times in just 3 years. 56-year-old Sonia Nixon from North London used 17 different mobile numbers to contact the police via the 999 number. She's also been convicted of racially abusing an officer. The Metropolitan Police Force say she's only its fifth worst caller between 2021 and last year. Durban 28, tomorrow, Beach Maritzburg 31, Richards Bay 29. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.